The 50 days of Easter give us a systematic progression through the Sunday scriptures, all the way from the risen Christ, who even his closest followers did not recognize, then to the instructions given to his disciples to share his love by spreading the good news of salvation. As were the first disciples, we too are challenged to recognize the risen Christ in our lives and then to live our faith in Christian love. The Easter readings unfold this way. The second, last week, and third Sundays provide encounters with the risen Christ. And then the fourth Sunday, next Sunday, will bring us the Good Shepherd readings, assuring us of God's great and unconditional love. And then the Gospels in the fifth, sixth, and seventh Sundays of Easter are from Jesus' farewell, the farewell discourse that he gave to his disciples before the Last Supper. And that's from John's Gospel. And that will relate to us how we also are to serve in Christian love. The readings today, however, continue to reflect on the events of the resurrection. We might consider this as a theme for these readings, knowing and believing. Our first reading and the gospel account are both about recognition, about recognizing the presence of Jesus Christ and who he really is. To know Jesus Christ is more than just knowing him, knowing about him in the historical sense. The first reading, however, the setting for the first reading was in the Temple of Jerusalem. If we were to go back a little bit earlier in that particular scripture passage, we would have read where Peter and John had just cured a person who had been crippled from birth. And that caused a lot of commotion from the onlookers, but it gave Peter and John the opportunity to remind people in today's gospel reading of their failure. So as we heard today, instead of recognizing who this Jesus really was, the people called for him to be crucified and to be put to death. But Peter told them, they didn't understand and they acted out of ignorance. However, even now, God will forgive them if they truly repented and were converted. Today's gospel account then took place immediately after the two disciples at Emmaus finally recognized Jesus in the breaking of the bread. So they ran back to Jerusalem, somewhere around 7 miles. That must have been quite a journey, to tell the disciples in that upper room of their encounter with the resurrected Lord at Emmaus. So they were telling their account of that, but Jesus once again appeared in that room with the disciples. And we learned from the reading tonight they were terrified. They thought they were seeing a ghost. Jesus invited them to touch him, and he even asked for something to eat, so they gave him some of the baked fish. With that, however, then he began to teach them, to unpack for them the scriptures that related to God's anointed one. And then he finished by commissioning them to preach that message to the nations of the world. So those in the upper room that we heard about in today's gospel, they were not the only ones who had difficulty in recognizing our risen Lord. As we heard last week, doubting Thomas certainly had problems with that. On Easter morning, Mary Magdalene encountered the risen Lord, and she thought he was a gardener. She did not recognize him. No doubt there were others as well, because after all, wasn't he supposed to be dead? Well, all of this, I think, presents maybe several questions for us. First of all, do we recognize the presence of Christ in our own lives, in our world? When might we recognize Christ? Where do we recognize Christ? As Christians, we believe our risen Lord is present to us in the scriptures that we heard here this evening, in the Eucharist, which we will celebrate here in just a bit. But it shouldn't stop there. Shouldn't we want to recognize the nearness to Christ every day in our lives? Or do we prefer to keep him far away in a perceived remote and distant place? Maybe only in the tabernacle while I go on with my life. No, we should not, however, do that. We should not fail to see the obvious. Christ is present to us today, just as he was to Peter and John in that earlier scripture passage when they healed that cripple. Christ is present to those who love, who care for, and serve us in our needs, just as Christ is present to us when we love, we care for, and we serve others in their needs. You know, we meet Jesus on the road to Emmaus each time we attend the celebration of the Eucharist. We assemble, as we are here this evening, as one body to hear the Word of God and to share the body and blood of Christ as one community. In this communal meal, we experience Christ in us, and we are called then to go forth and to spread the good news through our good deeds and through our words. Each Eucharistic celebration brings us together as the body of Christ, and then we are reminded to be the eyes, the ears, and the hands of Jesus as we go out into our community, into our workplaces, into our schools, and other places in this community as well as throughout the world. We are the disciples on the road to Emmaus each time we gather in his name. A peace can come from sharing with and loving our sisters and brothers who walk among us, who are with us, who are part of us, just as Jesus was when he walked with his disciples on the road to Emmaus. He is real, and he is among us. Some of us have suffered various agonies in our own gardens of Gethsemane. And I'm sure that we've all had, you know, those moments of darkness, of loss, pain, and suffering. And it's during those times of agony that we focus more so even on our humanness. And we have a difficult time in recognizing the risen Christ in our lives. So the challenge of today's gospel is to recognize those who become the Christ images to us during our times of agony. And then, of course, how we minister and share our love, how we become the image of Christ to those who are around us who are in need. Truly, the Easter miracle is God's assurance of this love and forgiveness, and that it's always present, even in the most difficult of situations. The Easter miracle helps us recognize the risen Christ presence among us and gives us that courage and strength to be witnesses of God's great love, of God's great compassion, and of God's great mercy. As we heard in the responsorial psalm response here this evening, Lord, let your face shine on us. And we might add to that, so that we may recognize you more often in our daily lives and know that you are walking along, helping us to share your good news through our actions and our words.